You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Cattruppi. Today, the state budget is being handed down, and one of the issues that is high on the agenda for many in the Upper Hunter is funding for health services. Of course, we've spent a lot of time on this program since I've arrived here at the radio station talking about the chronic shortage of nurses in the Upper Hunter at our hospitals. And also, we've started to talk about the number of doctors and specialists that we don't have access to. Well, the Rural Doctors Association of New South Wales are calling on the state government to provide funding to keep doctors here in the Upper Hunter. So is it a matter of attracting them here, or is it a matter of actually keeping them here once we do convince them to actually come and work at the Upper Hunter? Well, I thought we should find out from a local doctor who knows it all. who's here on the healthcare front line, so to speak. And Dr. Raj Swami is a GP, amongst other things, at the Brook Street Medical Centre. And he joins me this morning. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning to you, Darren.
So the issue is not necessarily attracting doctors to come here like you did many years ago, but it's actually attracting them or giving them the incentive to actually stay here.
I think so, because when the doctors come in, they don't see much incentive from their lifestyle and the payments they get in on the beachside to what it is available in the rural area. And there is not much intensive attached to people getting graduated, like subspecialties like anesthesia, obstetrics, and the surgical aspect which is required for the rural area. And we have been struggling to get any obstetricians from the GP obstetricians for a long, long time, even after advertising, because there is not much incentives for them to stay in the rural area.
And also, they have to come here with those skills that they've trained and built up in practice elsewhere, usually in a larger location. And if they have those skills, then I assume they want to actually use them and be remunerated for them, and there's not necessarily a call for all those skills or specialties on such a busy basis like they would be in a Sydney or a Newcastle, for instance.
It is, because when we look at mainly the GP obstetricians, the number of training positions is very, very small. And then the people who get graduated not attracted enough in the rural areas like us. And then the problem is there is a lot of positions which is not been filled up as well, because there's not much drive being created by the governing authorities, which probably is required at the moment, because we don't want our women in the local community to go far distances during that delivery period or delivery in unsafe areas if they can have a nice GP obstetrician available locally for them all the time.
Is it possible to have a baby at Musselbrook Hospital at the moment?
At the moment, we don't have any cover for having a qualified obstetrician to deliver the baby, but the midwives still cover and they still help us out, and the doctors who are locally can help in some situations, but we don't have any local obstetrician at the moment, in spite of being advertised for many, many years, and the ones we had here have become old and we don't have anyone to replace them.
So once the doctors retire, then you just can't attract someone with those skills to come and live and work in a place like the Upper Hunter.
Yes, it is. It's not happening.
So what do you think is needed to attract a doctor like yourself? You're in Sydney after coming over from India, and then you've come to Musselbrook back in 2014. What is it that is needed to attract someone here?
I think there are a couple of things. It's a drive and passion to be created for the younger generation who have passed their medical degree in Australia or someone from overseas to have this sort of passion to work for the rural community. And the next thing is enough funding created and a support given to those people. The third thing is the training module need to be changed to accommodate people to get training in the places where they can have a bit more exposure to rural area, and then attract the people to come into rural area, either part-time or full-time will be a good option. For us, is even attracting a fully qualified general practitioner into our practice who is graduated from here is near impossible. And if you see any practices in the rural area, it's all those practitioners are from overseas who came in as a moratorium, but they got attracted and then stayed for the local community, compared to those who have graduated locally are able to come and work in the rural area. Even those who graduated in the rural area, they're not coming back to rural area. Mm-hmm. So we need to have some sort of an arrangement or a restrictions on those who work, become a graduates in future, to see whether they can work as a couple of years to create a sort of interest in them to come and stay, and then the incentives for them to stay for a longer time.
And does that need funding in the state budget today?
I think so. We need to have a funding, one, an educational process which should start when the students go into the medical school, and then a rural placement for them during the during their graduation to create that interest and awareness, and then enough funding which is beyond their imagination when compared to the urban areas for them to come in. Because now their funding is very small and minimal, and they don't attract and they don't want to leave the city area to come into rural area because the funding and attraction is hardly much. For example, if a GP sees a patient in the urban area to the muscle group, will give maybe $5 over a patient, which is not enough for a doctor who is in the city to come and work in the rural area, because he feels he's not interested in that little money which comes with that.
Really? $5? Is that all? I mean, you can go and work in the supermarket for more than that an hour.
No. What happens is the $5 incentive to work when you compare a doctor working in for example, somebody working in Newcastle. For example, when the bulk bill a patient is around $39 plus $5, and when he works here, it will be like $5 more than somebody working in a Newcastle to the Muscle Brook. So that $5 extra per patient is not attracting anyone.
Well, it wouldn't even pay for petrol. Wouldn't even pay for petrol now, would it?
It is. So they don't want to travel for that money from the city to the rural area. We need to create bit more money. Even somebody putting a 20% of their work time to rural area, they should have bit incentives so that people are interested and are able to come in. And then also we have shortages of a specialist coming into rural town, and the patients who are elderly and the patient who are vulnerable has to travel hundreds of kilometers to see them. If they can create a little incentive for the specialist who can come from the urban to rural area, it will create a lot of happiness among the rural community, and also they don't need to travel all the way from here to the Newcastle for example, seeing a respiratory physician or a cardiologist or any sort of physicians all the way there. If they can give enough incentives for them to come to rural area, the patient can accumulate during that period, even once a fortnight or once a month, to see them to get that help and for the health point of view.
Yeah, it's certainly a big imposition on patients, especially if they're not well. Even just to get down to Newcastle and back can be quite difficult, can't it, Doctor?
It is. So imagine like our grandparent trying to go to the Newcastle when he's not able to walk with a four-wheelie walker, to go all the way, sit in a car or any other transport to go all the way to the Newcastle and come back itself. So much of pain is taken from both for the family and the patient that can be avoided by having a rural obstetrician coming and visiting the town to help the people locally, or a rural surgeon, any of the specialties can visit to the rural town, either part-time or once in a blue moon. That should be okay for the local community to breathe around it.
Doctor, I appreciate your time, and let's hope the government has listened and there will be something like that in the state budget announced at lunchtime today. I appreciate your time and look forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Raj Swami there from the Brook Street Medical Practice in Muswellbrook. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.